You're listening to The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today I'm joined by our special guests, Sarah DiPalermo and Lauren Roland, who are with the Marne Community and Spouses Club. Today we're going to talk all about an upcoming event they are hosting. Thank you guys so much for joining me. How are you?
Thanks for having us, Kelsey.
Great, thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Could you guys share a little bit more about yourselves and your role?
Sure, I'll go first. This is Sarah. I am the first Vice President of Welfare, so I'm in charge of fundraising events and also giving the money back to the military community of Fort Stewart and Hunter Armory Airfield through grants and scholarships.
Hi guys, this is Lauren, and I'm the co-chair for public relations, along with my other amazing co-chair, Ricky Rhodes. We handle the outward-facing and inward-facing aspects of public relations for the club. And just last week, we were live on the air on WTOC to promote this event. So we're out and about in the community, advertising the club.
Just to educate people, including myself, what exactly is the Marne Community and Spouses Club about?
I'll take this one. So it's a mouthful of a name, but we are a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're committed to serving the soldiers and families of Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield, as Sarah mentioned. And we're completely volunteer run, and we host a variety of fun events through the year, many of which are open to the general public, which not everyone knows, especially Vice Night, which we're here to talk about today. But we are volunteer run, and we're always looking for volunteers. So we'll plug that more later in the podcast.
Gotta get those volunteers. Yeah, gotta get those numbers up.
Like you, Kelsey.
Yeah, come on out.
I'm not a spouse. Can I join?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Great question.
You mentioned a little bit of Vice Night, which you guys have said is a very important charity event. That's what Vice stands for. Could you share a little bit more about what that is and the purpose?
Sure. So Vice Night, formerly known as Beaches and Baskets, some listeners may recognize Beaches and Baskets as the name. We renamed our biggest and most fun annual fundraiser to Vice Night. So it stands for Very Important Charity Event. And this year, our theme is Roaring Twenties. So Vice Night is a fun-filled night with live and silent auction, food, DJ, and dancing in a cash bar. Our auctions always have such great donations from our local community, ranging from small to big, whether you're looking for box seats to the Ghost Pirates game, premium spirits, or restaurant gift cards. We will have something for everyone.
And tickets are live now. Get your early bird tickets. They're $30 a piece. We want to encourage everybody to come on out. Your ticket gets you food at the event. We're going to have a DJ, dancing. You can dress in costume. I know Sarah and I will be fully decked out in our Roaring Twenties gear. And then you have the opportunity to bid on the silent and live auctions, as Sarah mentioned.
Yep. Open to the public. So you don't have to be a member to attend.
Yeah, encourage everybody. And there's in-lane vetting to get onto post now. So it shouldn't be a problem to get everybody on post. And it's going to be at Club Stewart in one of the ballrooms.
Yep.
When exactly is it?
Oh, that's important to mention. It's on Saturday, March 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. So we've got a great Saturday evening. It could be a date night. If you guys are part of a unit here on Fort Stewart or Hunter Army Airfield, bring your unit. Bring your friends. Encourage people out in the community to come as well.
No, that sounds like a fun event. I love the theme.
You better be there.
Oh, that's pressure. Maybe I'll make an appearance. Are there any reminders for people who are interested or anything they should bring?
Bring their party pants. Just kidding. Wear sequins and feathers and bring your wallets if you are interested in bidding or you just want to look and have a good time. Right now, Sarah really is focused on getting donors. So we're still in the phase where we're looking to get items for the baskets for auction, as well as monetary donations. So if you are, if you know of anybody with a local business, if you frequent a local business in our communities that you think would be a great sponsor where people would like to bid on their items for a great cause, then we encourage you to have them reach out to us. It's all on the website. So if you go to marnecommunityandspousesclub.com, there's a giant tab that takes you right to Vice Night, and there's a tab for sponsors, and there's a tab for tickets. It's pretty user-friendly.
Yeah, and to add here, Lauren is doing a fantastic job of helping get donations. It really takes a village here to get donations. One of the most fun things that I see at events like Vice Night on Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, and other installations I've been a part of is how exciting the live auction is. It gets really competitive.
Of course.
And it's really, really fun. And there's some really awesome things that we'll have at the live auction that you don't want to miss.
So this is a fundraiser, as you guys said. What exactly does this money go back to, or what does it support?
100% of the proceeds benefits our grants and scholarships fund. So last year we raised over $20,000 at our Vice Night event. And this year we hope to raise even more so that we can give more back to our local community in grants and scholarships.
Speaking of those scholarships, how do you apply to those and when is that?
So our grants and scholarships open application period is going to start February 1st and it's going to run through March 1st. So going to our website at marncommunityandspousesclub.com, you can find our grants and scholarships tab. And going on there, it tells you about eligibility and shows you our applications that will be published very soon. If I'm not sure when this podcast will be published, but it's either going to be published now or published very soon. So you'll be able to see eligibility, the applications, and you'll be able to apply.
That's wonderful. That's a really good cause.
Yeah, we gave away $30,000 last year to the local community.
It's incredible. And Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but scholarships are primarily geared towards military spouses, not service members. So spouses and families. So it can be children of, as she said, the eligibility is there, but we encourage you to just apply and see if you qualify. And then the grants portion goes to other nonprofits in our community that also directly benefit military families.
Correct. Yep. Military families in our community. The goal for that application is 25% or more of the people that you service must be military affiliated.
This is good information. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For those that are interested in joining the club, we talked about volunteering. I know you guys are trying to rope me in. How do they go about joining?
Well, that's also on our website. If you join right now, it's half off. So you can join anytime, but now seems like a great time to me, doesn't it, Sarah?
It does. And members have access to socials, subclubs,
monthly luncheons.
Special events that we might have that other people don't have.
And it's a great way to get to know people in your community, whether other spouses, whether you live on post or if you don't live on post. It's just a great way to get out there and meet other humans in real life.
I was gonna say, it sounds like a great network opportunity, especially for people who are coming here. They might not have a support system. They may need to meet people. And it sounds like that perfect opportunity to find that support system, especially the Marne Express is always running, and so we always need people to lean on here. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We have a lot of involvement from retiree folks, Gold Star families. We get a lot of interest from fantastic people in the community who love to support our events, and it's a great way to meet them as well and just hear their incredible stories.
I know we've covered a lot, but is there anything else you guys would like to share or add before we go?
Yes. As you can see, we have a lot going on. And we need volunteers. With PCS season approaching, we will have a number of board positions to fill for next board year, which runs summer to summer approximately. We welcome members who want to get involved and shape the future of our club. For a list of volunteer positions, you can see our website, as we pointed you to numerous times now. And if you're looking to get involved now, you don't have to wait, and you can reach out to one of us. All of our information is on the website. So find somebody you know. You can reach out to Lauren Roland or Sarah DiPalermo. We're here. We would love to help. We would love other spouses to get involved. So not to sound like corny, but I've found when I am involved in the Spouses Club at this installation or different installations that it enriches my military experience and adds value to, you know, makes me feel valued, makes me feel like I have a purpose, and, you know, it makes a makes for a happy existence.
I totally second that, Sarah. I know I have not really been involved other than going to events like Vice Night at previous posts, but I had the opportunity here and was encouraged by a friend to come on out, and here I am on the board already, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity. I've met so many fun friends already. We got here this summer, and my husband deployed right away, so this was a great way for me to meet people during that time. I think it's just a really cool way to also give back. So there's no expectation that you have to come to all these things. We understand everybody's busy. Sarah and I both work full-time, and we have families, and we still come out to these events and help put them on. So, you know, whatever your level is that you have to give, you may not think you have a lot of time, but if it's something you're interested in and you want to meet people, you can kind of come and go as you please.
Yeah, and it's something to look forward to. You know, Kelsey will know when she starts coming out.
We're laying the guilt trip on thick. We're just teasing, but we want to show that we're fun, and some of these events are really cool to go to.
Yeah.
Put them on your calendar.
You feel good. Yeah, it makes you feel good helping the military community. They need it.
Exactly, yeah. This is a good cause.
Every day. So.
This is a good cause. Vice Night definitely sounds like a blast. And I know I learned a lot. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Okay. I hope our audience learned something. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media or check out the Fort Stewart website. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Using advanced handheld devices, our security personnel can now verify identities in real time, even when the visitor control center is closed. These devices tap into national law enforcement databases, checking federal and state records, DMV status, and more, all in about 45 seconds. Each gate is equipped with one handheld vetting device. If no issues are found, visitors may receive up to 180-day access to the installation. This works for family, rideshare services, food delivery, and MWR activities. If derogatory information is flagged, access will be denied and the visitor will be directed to the Visitor Control Center for further guidance.
Your safety is our mission. With AIE in-lane vetting, we're keeping our community secure day and night.